into these kind of urban cores and have people live down here, downtown. Same thing in Tempe. You know, they've been very open to new apartments and condos, not just for students, but beyond that. Scottsdale's been a big draw to folks around Old Town, around the mall there, around Kierland, Scottsdale Quarter. And you're seeing this across the country. If you go to other cities, you're seeing just a lot of multifamily projects go into neighborhoods that are desirable, that are walkable, that have that sense of place, that have restaurants and shops and bars.
Right. And you said we actually broke the record in 2016 for the region for buying and selling of apartment complexes?
Yeah. You have a lot of investors coming in to a market like Phoenix and buying and selling apartment properties, the complexes. Some of that stems from just rising real estate costs in other big cities, San Francisco, Seattle, LA, New York, and Phoenix still offers, you know, some cheaper real estate costs. But you still see a lot of investor interest in multifamily in terms of buying the complexes, much more than, say, for office buildings. You know, that might change a little bit going into the new year. If interest rates go up, there certainly may be less great deals out there than there were. So that may subside a little bit, but there's still plenty of interest in this market from investment trusts and landlords looking for investment opportunities.
Right. So you mentioned offices there. So let's talk a little bit about commercial real estate in that market. How is it doing now in 2016?
You know, it's been up above 20% in terms of the vacancy rate for the region for a while. We kind of finally got underneath that this year, valley-wide. It really kind of breaks down by submarket. So a place like Tempe or South Scottsdale or around Fashion Square, you know, doing really well. Their vacancies are pretty low. But if you get out in the suburbs along the freeways, you still have some higher vacancies out there, especially on the west side. We do have, you know, a continued kind of stock of older, smaller office buildings. So there's still some space out there. But if you look at, like, our really desirable areas of town where companies want to be, where restaurants want to be, the office vacancies are pretty tight. So that's improved.
Right. So is that the same story for the retail real estate industry then?
Retail is kind of the outlier in everything because the brick-and-mortar world is really challenged by Amazon and people buying online, and you have a lot of shopping centers that have popped up as the region has sprawled out. You've had some, you know, Sports Authority bankruptcy, and they closed their stores. You have some other chains that are closing. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how shopping centers, you know, try to adjust.
So all of this talk about the apartment industry booming here, about rentals going up and up, and like you said, you've been waiting for them to fall, and they have not yet. What is the effect of all of that on the housing market?
It's tougher here. I just wrote about a recent report about whether it's better to rent or buy in certain cities, and Phoenix is still better to buy in terms of what kind of house you can get versus compared to your wages versus, you know, the rents, and our real estate costs compared to, you know, San Francisco or LA or Boston are still a lot cheaper. But I still think people are still coming out of the recession and still having recovering credit. Mortgages still kind of tough to get, and they could get a little tougher with interest rates going up. But I think, you know, the housing market is gradually bouncing back. I do think as apartment rents go up, you'll see people start to look more at home buying, but I think it's going to be more gradual than kind of a spurt.
That's Mike Sunnix of the Phoenix Business Journal. And he also told me that on the residential side, it doesn't look like another bubble is coming either. He says home builders have been more conservative this time around.
The show's Lauren Gilger. Thank you.
Thank you.